The policy lays out 8 areas for agencies to focus on. And let's be clear here. The policy seems to insinuate only for GSA-managed buildings. Now, these aren't buildings where GSA has delegated the management to other agencies, but only the ones that GSA Public Building Service actually manage. The memo says all building technologies that connect to the internet or require network connectivity must use the GSA network. The PBS Chief Information Officer, Diane Hurt, or obviously whoever is the CIO, is the approving authority to determine the acceptable level of risk for PBS systems and those building control systems. All business information systems must communicate using open standards such as BACnet or OBIX, and contractors must submit proposed equipment and connectivity requirements to be approved by the PBS CIO's Building and Energy Systems Group. This includes both hardware and software, as well as the cabling that brings all this together. Now, the policy says it becomes effective October 1st. Comments were due earlier this week. I'm still trying to hear from GSA to get a little more details on when this actually becomes effective. But the goal here is agencies have gone about putting together these control systems, and now GSA is trying to, at least the ones they manage, standardize how they all get put together and interconnect.
Control systems, we're talking about AC, or what are we talking
AC,
about?
AC, HVAC. So HVAC, smart buildings. This is a big push around smart buildings. Yeah. You know,
the smart grid.
The smart grid connected. Exactly. Even
most
physical
people...
access control systems where you right. use your secure identity card as part of that bigger control system
of
the building.
They heard you say your building is connected to the internet, and they go, "What? My building is connected to the internet?"
More and more, these systems are internet based, or network based systems, and that's why, you know, we'll get to this in a little bit. But the cybersecurity is such a big deal.
Wow, you mentioned this security aspects, and the HSPD 12 card has to lay somewhere in here. How is this related to HSPD 12 Secure ID Management Initiative that's been going on for what? How long? 5 years, something we've been talking about it?
Feels that way, doesn't it? Yeah, it's been quite a while. Actually, it's directly related to HSPD 12. Obviously, HSPD 12 has 2 parts. They have logical access, so that's how employees log onto their computers and their networks. And then there's the physical access control, where this comes in. And many agencies actually are just getting into that physical access control part now. Now, remember, OMB told agencies in the 2011 budget passback from last year, it's the one for this year, but it came out in December, November timeframe, that they must use all operations and maintenance and development and modernization funding in fiscal 2011 to upgrade both physical and logical access control systems. So I think that's probably why that's your connection there. That's why I think the memo is coming out now. Now, I spoke with Rob Zivney, who's vice president for business development at Hirsch Electronics. Hirsch implements physical control systems with a focus on cybersecurity.
We've been dealing with this for a while. And even in that area, they're developing some migration strategies, what it might take to go from where you are now to more of an endpoint or a target solution. And I think the policy does allow for room for working locally to determine how best to meet that. I think that some of the sites would have to be upgraded. It could be expensive if it's a total replacement, and others might be able to migrate gracefully. A lot of the systems out there already run on the IT technology, but not necessarily are ready to be on the IT network. That'll be one of the biggest issues.
Now, Zivney says some physical access control systems run on a separate network and are not integrated with the central agency network, while others use proprietary software, and that's going to make it harder to implement. But he says in the end, the memo seems to be all about improving cybersecurity.
We're seeing that all security systems are now defined to be part of the IT inventory, and we have to comply with FISMA testing for our security systems, just like any other computer system in the building. So the major security system suppliers, or maybe HVAC suppliers, or other energy management systems that are aware of these requirements would have been designing systems for that over the last few years. The challenge will be to upgrade those installed systems to put in the newer systems that do comply.
Now, he says many of these control systems run common operating systems such as Windows from Microsoft, Linux, Unix. They use computers from, you know, companies like Dell and HP, so they're really looking more like a network than a system used for building controls. If the people that manage it has been a slow shift from the building security to the CIO shop, who's really managing these new networks. Now, a couple things to remember, as this relates not only to HSPD 12, but really cybersecurity more generally. There's a lot of concerns about attacks against critical infrastructure. We saw this just in the last couple weeks with the news reports about the attack against Iran and other countries using the Stuxnet worm. And of course, we've talked a lot about the Aurora experiment, where Energy and DHS conducted several years ago, that showed how an internet attack could destroy a power plant generator. Now, additionally, DoD Cyber Command Commander General Keith Alexander says he's most concerned about destructive attacks that break equipment as opposed to those that steal data and deface web pages. That came out last week at the hearing on the House Armed Services Committee. So if you think about it, not only are we talking about physical access control here, but securing these control systems that manage, you know, HVAC, but also the entire, you know, the power generation and all the other pieces of a building.
I didn't even think about this stuff. Really remarkable. So we talked about HSPD-12 being around for a number of years. So why this memo coming out now?
Yeah, I think there's several reasons why. I think the maturation of HSPD-12 is one reason. Agencies are now moving. A lot of agencies have done the logical access. Now they're moving into the physical access. Zifny says the trend over the last few years has been the security industry has been moving more toward an IT-centric approach, and he calls the timing of the memo ideal.
There's enough of this kind of practice and systems out there that it can be mandated as policy. It's not that new, and yet it's also not prevalent. I think that the larger institutions, the larger campuses, municipalities, healthcare systems, industrial sites, they're starting to do this sort of thing already.
Now, I spoke with PBS CIO Diane Hurd about a month ago in a separate interview for my Ask the CIO show, and she actually offered some insight into where PBS is moving.
One of the biggest initiatives we've got going on currently is smart buildings. We're working with our facility management office to provide building automation systems and advanced metering systems to ensure that our federal buildings run as efficiently and as effectively as possible. We actually have the ability these days to hook up pretty much every component within a building, from the lighting, from the HVAC system, to the security cameras, and we can control it from within the building, or we could literally control it thousands of miles away.
Now, Hurd also told me more and more agency officials are really understanding the benefits of smart metering technologies that are connected to the network, and she says PBS is getting a lot of questions about how it can reduce their carbon footprint. And just a little bit of statistics here. The Public Building Service manages 360 million square feet of office space in 9,000 federally owned and leased spaces. So this idea of smart metering, this idea of network controls to buildings, systems, this is something that they're big into. They got a lot of money, over $5 billion from the Recovery Act. So this is all starting to come together. I think the memo is coming out at a time when a lot of this money is really getting ramped up to being spent.
And they're starting to end up with the maturity where they're starting to think about these things now. So reaction, what kind of reaction are you getting?
The reaction's mixed. I've spoken to two others, people in background, and both had some serious questions about the draft policy. One government official told me that GSA likely will get a lot of pushback about the requirement to only use the GSA network for control systems. The source says there's some distrust, if you will, over the network security and whether the network actually meets the customer agency's needs around cybersecurity. That whole sharing and understanding, reciprocity.
Right.
Couldn't think of the word. The source also says there needs to be more clarity of what GSA means in the memo, because again, is this GSA only buildings? Is this PBS managed buildings? Because PBS also designates agencies to manage their own building as well. A former government official pointed out that having the PBS CIO act as the approving authority for certification and accreditation of these control systems also is questionable, and it could actually violate the Federal Information Security Management Act. The approving authority usually is the system owner, not the CIO. Hmm. The CIO does play a role, but they're not the approving authority. Hmm. Now, the former official also pointed out that with the Stuxnet attacks, and this seems to really open GSA up to some criticism, because you're putting all your eggs in one basket, you know, all the network, everything's using this IP network. So if one goes down, if there's one attack, does that open you up to lots of attacks and lots of problems? Now, I reached out to GSA, and I'm working on an interview maybe later this week to get some more details about the memo. Now, Hersh's Zivny says the policy is part of the direction that the GSA and government has been moving toward, but the policy does fail to address one area when it comes to open standards.
They did not include the one that is from the Security Industry Association, SIA. SIA has OSIPS, that's the Open Systems Interoperability and Performance Standards that are out. And they're being pointed to by other government agencies for use with the government smart card, PIV. And so that particular standard is one that's probably missing. And I know that SIA could certainly work with the GSA Public Building Service to to work down from policy into what are products that could be able to help the local site be in compliant with that policy. And I know that a lot of the CM membership would be glad to work with these folks.
Now, he also points out that OSIPS is an ANSI standard, so it's already gone through that rigorous review and acceptance process. So I think that's one area where the Security Industry Association, which Hirsch is part of, are seeing kind of, hey, here's a way we can make this even better.
It seems like this, are landlords involved with this, or they don't put in those systems necessarily?
So GSA usually is the landlord.
Right.
So that's why they're putting out this memo. Even when GSA leases the building,
yeah,
they still become the landlord because there's so many rules and regulations around it. And sometimes they'll say, well, we're going to have a 100-year lease.
Hmm.
And well, then GSA is really the one controlling the building.
Right.
Now, do they shovel the snow and do they, cut the grass? No. But when it comes to this type of building security and those types of things, I think GSA is in charge.